The It's Your World group invites artists of all school and age levels to submit entries for their upcoming It's Your World art contest. All entries must have some component of recycled materials used in it. Winning artwork will be displayed at the El Paso Museum of Art. Photos of entries are due on March 2nd, and here to tell us all about It's Your World are Candace Prince, Jocelyn Ceballos, and Angela Alvarez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Candy, you've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Can you walk us quickly through the timeline for some of our listeners that aren't familiar with the It's Your World? And then let's talk about this next piece where you are now partnered with the El Paso Museum of Art, which is amazing.
Probably about 2 years ago, I guess now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years ago. I saw a flyer at Barnes & Noble advertising a contest, and it was to promote... Teachers had to be the submitters, and so it was promoting something that would help their community. And so we proposed that we adopt a section of the highway, clean up the trash, wash it, sort it, and then we open it up to the whole community to come and pull from our portable of trash to create pieces of artwork. And so what ended up happening is we had our first art show, which was Metamorphosis, Trash to Treasure. Mm-hmm. So that was part one. And we did find out that we were chosen and we were the sole winner in the nation. And so as a result of that, Chelsea Clinton was the grand prize. And so she came to do a kickoff event with us. And so she got really involved and she was really excited about it. And so that began with the kickoff, and then we actually did that. We did the cleanup, we did workshops, we did a lot of stuff working with nonprofits, Humane Society, Make-A-Wish, CDEC. And so for every hour the nonprofits logged with us, we then in turn donated money to their organization. And it just got, it got huge. And so really my high school students and I were the ones who ran the whole thing. And so here we are. It was so successful in year one, 444 submissions, over 1,000 people at the opening reception. The El Paso Museum of Art has picked us up now. And so it'll be there for Metamorphosis Trash to Treasure 2.
And that is all to coincide, is it on Earth Day or around that time?
So, yeah, it's similar to last year. And so we do have the deadline of March 2nd for the photo submissions. And then we'll notify winners and then we'll begin hanging and then the reception or hopefully the reception will be closer to Earth Day. At this point, we're corresponding with Chelsea Clinton and her group to see if they can come back again. And so they said they'll be in touch within the next week or two.
That'll be amazing.
I know. And that's where we're holding off on the reception, because if she can come, we'd like it to be when she's here.
Of course.
But we're shooting for around Earth Day.
At your first Metamorphosis show, you had a lot of pieces and participants of all ages and ranges, which is really cool. And it seems like you're kind of opening it up to everyone again, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So it's all age levels. It's not just restricted to students in high school. So it's elementary, middle, high school, and adults. And so we want to spread the love. We want everybody to recycle. And so we really want people to take the opportunity to showcase their talents, but use materials that maybe aren't, you know, they're not so used to.
So we have two of your former students here mm-hmm. that kind of took it and ran. Jocelyn, you are taking this program and bringing it to UTEP?
Yes, I'm trying to start a branch at UTEP, so it's open to the students. Because one thing is that a lot of people that are going to go and get, like, jobs and everything, they don't have that sense of protect the environment. There's a lot of people that want to just go ahead and, like, make jets and go make airplanes, but after you're done with those materials, where does it go? So I want to go ahead and educate them further and, like, what alternatives that they can go ahead and do and, you know, just protect their earth and how to properly know what to do with it.
And just kind of think about where things come from and where they go.
Exactly. Like, you know, take consideration of all the work that's been put into the materials and how to go ahead and reuse it instead of trying to go and grab for new materials.
Right. So. Did that come from being on these missions where you all were cleaning up areas?
Yeah.
Or were you an environmentalist and didn't know it? Or how, you know?
Well, one thing is that I was working with this project and I'm also trying to go ahead and achieve to be an engineer. When I was in freshman, I decided to go, like, yeah, mechanical engineer, like, I'm going to build machines and everything. But once I started with this project, I started really thinking into all the materials. Because one thing, I had an engineer teacher, and he always used the same metals. And he said, why waste money? Why waste money and buy new ones? You always want to go ahead and reuse the same ones. So even we had these big pieces, and we'll be sawing them in half just to reuse them.
Right.
And I thought, why don't a lot of schools do this? Mm-hmm. Because they're so quick to go ahead and buy more materials and throw away the other ones.
Right.
So
you just got to keep using everything you've got. Got
to keep reusing what you have.
When you think about things like plastic that just don't break down,
it's, no, they
it's
don't.
Crazy. So every piece of plastic that has ever been created is still in existence today, even if it's in a micro form. It just doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away.
Now, Angela, you were a student of Candy's, and now you still continue to help with the program. What is it about this program that's inspired you to stay on board?
I care about, like, protecting the environment and everything like that, but I love how it brings in art to it as well, because mm-hmm. I feel like art is often overlooked, and a lot of the times that's probably the first thing to get cut from budgets. We're using that as a way to bring attention to real big issues. It really helped all of us as students as well, because it gave us all a sense of where we are in the world, but it also helped us prepare for the future, you know, because we were put in there, and then we were allowed to be the heads of things and make decisions and all of that. And it really helped us out, and it gave us a sense of responsibility, I think. And so I really liked that, and I thought that was really cool.
And Candy, so this is a part of what you do too, right? I mean, as you're cleaning up areas, you're also inspiring students to kind of keep going, and, you know, you have these art shows. And you said you've come across some really interesting discoveries out there.
Yeah, just before Christmas break, we came across an illegal dump site off of Montana, kind of past the Vista area. And so dishwashers, mattresses, we stopped counting after we counted over 200 tires.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just heartbreaking. And so I think we have to go beyond probably just being the custodians in the city, mm-hmm. although we will continue to do it, because I think people that come with us have no idea. And I think a part of this is education. But I think we need to start changing some laws.
That seems like maybe it's the next part
of this. It is the
next
step, and I need help. And so anybody out there, but we want to take it to the next level. We do. We want to maybe go before city council and have the kids' voices be heard.
Especially, I mean, you're there firsthand. It's not, you see it.
Yeah.
You had this other neat encounter where a judge in town is helping you guys out.
Yeah, we did come across a judge who is helping us, that they prosecute illegal dumpers, and once they prosecute them, they are in turn having to donate to our organization as part of their, I guess, I don't know, their community service or whatever charges they have, so that we can then in turn invest that money and go clean up again. So,
did you ever think you would have this?
No,
kind of a,
no.
You were doing an art
and
show.
I'm so appreciative to anybody in the community that helps us like that, because I just didn't even know you can do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day they called me last week saying, hey, somebody's got a check for you here, I was just like flabbergasted. That's awesome.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'll take your money.
You're like, and then you're taking on laws next.
Yeah, I would like to.
For right now, let's remind people about how they can have their pieces in this art show at the El Paso Museum of Art.
Right. Okay, so here we have online submissions where people go to itsyourworldproject@gmail.com, and we do photo submissions. If you want details about the contest, just go to Google, type in It's Your World Project, and we're going to be the first hit. It'll be a Wix site, and so all the contest details are on there, all ages, as long as something within the body of the work is recycled. Deadline is March 2nd, and we'll notify you, and the show is going to be up obviously in April and part of May, and that's at the El Paso Museum of Art.
All right. Well, congratulations on everything. It's amazing how one little idea, one little flyer at Barnes & Noble turns into art shows and Chelsea Clinton and activism and all sorts of cool stuff.
Cool.
So congratulations to all of you, and thank you so much for sharing your story with
us. Thanks for having us.
Today, my guests have been Candy Prince, Angela Alvarez, and Jocelyn Ceballos from the It's Your World Project. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.